going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When we hear someone described as beautiful, it's often a man talking about a woman. But tonight, we ask, how do women define beauty? Not just physical beauty, but the beauty that comes from within. And how can they cultivate and honor that self-definition of beauty? Well, those are some of the issues being examined by more than 1,000 women tonight and tomorrow during the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Conference. It's underway right now, virtually, of course. And joining me to talk about this is the creator of the event, Dr. Sharon Allison Adi, MD. If you have a comment or a question about your beauty, inside and out, how do you define it? I'd like to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. Sharon, thanks for joining the program.
Thank you so much, Harold, for having me on. You know, I love The Daily Drum, love WHUR. Thank you all so much.
So talk to me about this conference. This is not the first year. You've been doing this for years.
Years.
But this is, you know, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and so now it's been, you know, moved to virtual. Talk to me about the genesis of this.
Well, as you know, and you've participated before, and I just want to do a shout out. We're so glad that you're going to be part of our Man Speak panel tomorrow. And WHUR has always been supportive. I love talking to women and men about their health in a way that we all can understand. But we also have to make sure that we talk to the whole woman. And specifically, women like a little makeup, they like a little shoe, they like a little fashion, but we also in relationships, but even at the fundamental part of this, and if you look at our logo, at the bottom of it all, there's a shoe, there's a lipstick, but wrapped around the bottom is a stethoscope, and that is our health. Because what I found talking all over the country is when I would talk about diabetes and I said, well, women, you know, if you don't get your diabetes together, you could have an amputation and your kidneys can fail. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I don't, you know, but how do I give up that sweet potato pie? But when I started saying, well, if you don't control your diabetes, that black mark around your neck is going to get bigger. Your hair will start to fall out. And there are other cosmetic changes of your skin. Literally, I was so surprised at the response. Women were like, what? But and instead of as a physician, as you know, I am a physician, I'm an internist and geriatrician, instead of fighting that, I said, wait a minute, let us not talk about bringing all of this together, because you can't be beautiful by whatever standards, and we don't have a standard of beauty. When we talk about beauty, I mean that you are whole, mind, body, and soul. And so when you talk about it and you make efforts to be your best self, whatever that is, that's when a woman is truly beautiful inside and out. And so that means my heart disease is under control, my high blood pressure, my diabetes. But that also means that I'm exercising. That also means that I'm going to understand fashion in a way I didn't know before. I understand relationships, and I'm open. Right now at the conference, there's a financial advisor talking about a wealth riot. How is that related to beauty? Well, you need to have beauty in your finances, and it's addressing the whole woman.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Conference. It's underway right now virtually. It's tonight and tomorrow. But we're asking our listeners, we're asking the ladies, you know, the women, how do you define your own beauty inside and out? Let's go to Karen. Karen, thanks for calling from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind? Karen, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Go right ahead. I'm doing just fine. Hi. Go right ahead.
Good, and good evening to the panel. I just want to say that a woman's outer shell can be beautiful and pretty because God truly blessed me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not the whole picture. Because how you treat people,
yeah, okay,
that's your beauty. How your outward pouring, that's your beauty. So that's all I wanted to say. And everybody have a good evening and stay safe.
Karen,
happy
Thanksgiving. Karen, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about beautiful women inside and out. How do you define it? How do you cultivate it? How do you appreciate it yourself? We're talking about the conference, which is underway right now. Dr. Sharon, I understand there are more than 1,000 women participating in this conference over the next couple of days. Can you still get in?
Yes, you can. Go to Beautiful Woman, WOMAN, Inside and Out, all one word, Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, and click on registration. You can still get in. We have internationally acclaimed artist LaShawn Beal coming on in a few minutes. And then we have a lineup tomorrow that will knock your socks off. And Harold, you know, you talked about COVID-19. I just have to give a plug. We have the best speakers from around the country. And one guy that has been seen certainly on MSNBC, MSN, CNN, ABC, Good Morning America, is the chief medical officer of WebMD, John White. Dr. John White will be on tomorrow talking to us one-on-one virtually about COVID, about what we need to do for our families, facts versus myth. And everybody knows WebMD. Well, this is the head medical physician of WebMD, as well as, again, I can't talk enough about our Men Speak, which is talking about relationships.
Oh, Lord.
And then we have the rest of our panel talking about a host of things that really are specific to women and their families.
Fortunately, I'm going to be on that panel with three other brothers, so I'm glad that I'm not there by myself.
but you can handle it.
Yeah.
You could handle it.
Yeah, we will definitely have to see. Talk to me a little bit about spiritual beauty, because I think when a lot of people think about the inside, yes, health may be primary, but right under that, for a lot of people, spiritual beauty in women, I mean, you know, they are often considered, you know, the spiritual foundations of our community.
That's exactly right. And it is, again, I did a talk myself this morning on mind, body, and soul. And that is, and that spiritual, I like that you said spiritual versus religious.
Right.
And that is, how are you relating your inner self? How are you relating your calmness? And I talked about this morning, taking time for yourself to center yourself in the midst of increased stress, in the midst of increased depression, particularly now after we are in a pandemic, in the midst of going into the holidays and you're not going to be able to see your loved ones the way you used to. How do you center yourself? And yes, beauty inside and out means that I am mentally and spiritually and physically and all of those other things. We are not, you know, Harold, we are not Sharon, the physical Sharon, Sharon, the mind Sharon, the spirit Sharon. It's all one person working together. And it is so important for us to stay spiritually grounded, however you express that spirituality in our search and quest for beauty. And unfortunately, many women of color have been told for years that we're ugly, that we have bad attitudes, that we're mean, that we're nasty, and all of that. Beautiful inside and out really does mean I have addressed and am addressing and doing the best I can each and every day to becoming a more whole person that is positive.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about beautiful women inside and out. It's a conference. It's going on right now. It's going to continue tomorrow. Let's go to Bruce. Whoops, we lost Bruce. Let's go to Vivian calling from Silver Spring. Vivian, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to say that can you repeat the question first?
The question.
I was on hold and I was thinking about what I wanted to say.
The question is, how do you define your own beauty inside and out?
I define my beauty by being real, you know, because if I can be real with you and coming from the inside, it's going to display on the outside.
But what does that mean? Because sometimes when I, you know, when I hear a woman say, well, let me just keep it real with you, I'm like, oh, Lord, let me step back. So what do you mean keeping it real?
What I mean by that is, like, you'll be able to tell somebody what they need to hear, even if they don't want to hear it. You know, if they're doing something wrong or if somebody is, but you also have to know how to humble yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to know how to read people, you know, when you're doing this, you know. But you got to be real about it. You got to come straight with it.
Honesty and transparency. Is that what you're talking about? Honesty and transparency?
Yeah. Okay. You know, you got to be honest and you can't be afraid of telling somebody what they need to hear.
Okay.
You got to know how to say it. If you know who you're dealing with.
Okay.
You know, and know how to say it, whereas you don't want to hurt anybody's feeling, but you got to let them know where you're coming from.
Thank you, Vivian, for your comments. Dr. Sharon, your thoughts about that honesty and transparency piece, particularly as it relates to, as Vivian was just saying, tact.
Right.
It is a thing, but, you know, for so many, you know, women, they're working on it.
Yeah, but, you know, there is a way. I love being the honesty and transparency, but let us make sure that that comes from a place of I want you to be the best woman or man that you can be. And let me tell you, you know, how you say it, what you say has a lot, and the tone in which you use is a lot into how it's going to be received. And sometimes, you know, we hear our sisters and brothers say, well, you know, I'm just going to say what I want to and what No, actually, can we come in love? Can we come and say, well, you know, I think that we need to work on this or you need to work on this. And this is something I love to talk about myself first and say, you know, you maybe want to look at that and be transparent even in how I interface with the world and how you interface with me. But you do it honestly, yes, but you do it in a way that it can be received. And that you understand, you know, first of all, be honest and transparent with yourself.
Yeah.
And then as you continue to engage those around you, that you're doing it all in love. And no, that doesn't mean you're soft. That doesn't mean blah, blah, blah. It means that you are smart enough to get your message over and to share what you need to share in a way, whether it's with someone else or yourself or your spouse, in a way that can be received. Does that make sense, Harold?
It does. It certainly does. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about women and beauty inside and out. The Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Conference is underway right now, and it's going on until tomorrow. I'm going to be on one of the panels that the men speak. Ooh, I'm going to have to say a prayer for that. Let me go to Lonnie. Lonnie, thanks for calling from D.C. What's on your mind? Lonnie, can you hear me? Lonnie? Give me a call back if you can, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What about friendship or relationships, you know, the non-romantic relationships? Are you going to be dealing with that at all during the course of the conference?
You know, I love that you brought that up. We dealt with that a little bit today, and we're talking about, you know, in order, and I shared one of the speakers on the panel is one of my best friends. She just happens to also be one of the leading dermatologists in the country. And part of what we talked about was authentic relationships where women can embrace other women and we can push them forward and not get jealous and not be upset with how we just kind of go forward, because sometimes, you know, the claws do come out. Sometimes you do look at your sister and be like, oh, she's the perfect size 10 and I'm the size 22 and she's fine and she's married. What about, and the jealousy comes out. But what about, and especially when we talk about interpersonal relationships with yourself and with others, You have to be a friend. You have to be a cheerleader if you want a cheerleader, if you want a friend. Yes, we're talking a lot about woman-to-woman relationships. And, you know, I really value friendship, relationships that are real. And going back to what the other caller was saying, honest and authentic, that you can say to my girlfriend, I'm going to, you know, this is what my struggle is. And know that it ain't going to get out in the middle of the street with you telling all the business. So, yes, we are dealing with that because it's beauty in our relationships, not just with men, but with each other and ultimately with ourselves and our family.
Let me go back
to... We have a lot of healing to do.
That's a word right there. Let me go back to the phone lines real quick. Trey calling from Maryland. Real quick, what's on your mind? Trey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
Yes, I was calling. Tonight's topic is really interesting, and so I just wanted to say one of the callers was talking about honesty and transparency, but as a woman who has had to do her own work, I think a lot of times we don't realize our own beauty because we're not willing to dig deep in some of the issues that we are faced with as African-American women, and sometimes... we aren't able to realize, again, our own beauty and the beauty that we can have manifest in our lives because we don't do our own work. We don't go out and seek the therapeutic, you know, resources that we need. Sometimes we want to cover everything up with God and prayer, but sometimes we need to do some work in order to further manifest the beauty that is within.
I like that. Trey, thank you so much for saying that. I need to take a really quick break, but on the other side, Dr. Sharon, I know we're only going to have you for 10 more minutes, but I want you to respond to that, particularly the thing that Trey just said about therapy and the reality of, you know, sometimes if you're going to get beautiful, you're going to have to get on somebody's couch.
That's right.
Also, Alita calling from Arlington, Virginia. Tammy calling from Glendale. Don't hang up. We're going to talk to you next. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Conference. You can find it online at beautifulwomaninsideandout.com. You can still attend virtually. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just 15 seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about beautiful women. Inside and Out, the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Conference is underway right now, virtually tonight. And tomorrow, my guest is Dr. Allison Adi, MD. She is the creator of this conference. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go to either Alita or Tammy, Dr. Sharon, talk to me about what Trey just said about doing, you know, that work. She was talking about therapy. Let's just, you know, be honest.
Yes, and I say this all the time. Sometimes you need to sit down on a couch with somebody who don't know you from Adam, and you need to be, and that is professional to work through our issues. And all of this does relate to, there are some childhood hurts, and I love what you said about doing the work on ourselves. Do you know that when we talk about obesity in African-American women, everybody wants to talk about, well, black women just eat too much and don't work out, and that's why we're overweight. Well, actually, there is also another root cause of obesity. And that is seen when a young girl is right going through puberty or a young girl is molested. And the
that
way
trauma,
that she keeps
yeah.
her and the trauma of that and the way that she keeps her uncle or cousin or whoever, her father, from trying to molest her, she thinks if I gain weight, I won't be as attractive, or she uses food as a drug. And many of us have used food as a drug, coming through bad divorces, coming through relationships, coming through school and being racism and all of that. Food, chocolate helps us, or whatever it is. And that is a direct correlation with physical health, but it is doing the work on, well, why is it that I can wake up 400 pounds? That is not just food. That is, you need to do the work on what in your psyche has made you come to this point. That's not, you're not lazy, you're not whatever. And we have to look, Harold. I am an internist and geriatrician, but I say this all the time. Mental health is physical health. And so just like you would have heart disease and have a heart attack, no one would blame you for going to see a cardiologist. As a matter of fact, we would push you to see a cardiologist. Well, why in the world in our community are we broken and have places in our inner self that are broken that we don't go see someone that is a specialist at helping us work through our stuff? I love when she said, do the work. Work through our stuff has a therapist. And we just really have to embrace that. Your girlfriends are fine. Your pastor is fine. And especially spiritual counseling is wonderful if they have the degree and it's not, well, just go sit in the corner and chant. No, sometimes you, with your safe, sanctified, fun, tongue-talking self, need to go see a therapist. And you may need medication, just like you would not sit in the house with a heart attack and not seek care and not take medication for heart disease. It is the same. There is no difference.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Alita. Alita, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to add to the conversation.
Go right ahead.
About beauty.
Sure.
Beauty for me is primarily internal.
Uh-huh.
It's a woman who wishes to serve others, who walks humbly, who shows and gives love when nobody else is familiar with what it is. And that person does not have to have what you call external beauty. It's internal.
Uh-huh.
And the internal is what shows through as external beauty in my eyes.
But Alita, let me ask you, and I think this is important too, you know, if you look at the, you know, the title of the conference, we are talking about inside and out. And I think one of the other things that we cannot ignore when we are talking about physical beauty, and I'm not talking about, you know, size six, you know, light skin, long hair, whatever. What I'm talking about is the fact that, you know, women, you know, specifically black women, you know, it's, you know, they're like ice cream. You know, it's
right.
Butter pecan all the way to Rocky Road.
All different colors.
All
yes.
different shapes, all different
yes.
sizes. And I think, you know, particularly as it relates to the discussion we're having now, even the outer beauty, you know, sometimes, you know, just being focused on making sure that you are intentional about how you present yourself, whether it's as a professional woman in the office, with your partner, where you're going to church, or even, you know, around, you know, your children. I can tell you from my own experience, you know, as a kid, you know, with my mother at 78 is fine. Okay? Fine. I mean, F-O-I-N-E.
Okay, I hear you.
And she has always been so focused in presenting herself well. And I think we, even as we focus on all of the many things on the inside, you know, it's also important to put your best foot, your best face forward. What do you say, Dr. Sharon? Doc, did you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Something, there was a little hiccup. Yes, I think it's important for you to put your best face forward because we have to be sure. And that is not, it is not what the magazines say beautiful is.
Right.
It is not somebody else's concept of beauty. It is, we all know if we are honest, that we don't want to go around with our hair all over our head with, you know, dirty clothes on, looking crazy and all that. And we don't feel as good about ourselves. So this is not that I want to be a glamazon or I want to be a diva or anything like that. It is that I want to be the best I can be in my cute sweatshirt, outfit, whatever, and that I'm going to have a little lip gloss on if I want or not. My skin is naturally beautiful. My hair can be naturally beautiful, but I feel better when I look better, when I smell better, when I'm more fit. And so it is, I can't say enough, Harold, about it not being what somebody else says beauty is. And yes, am I a nice person when I go interface with the world? That's beautiful. Am I caring and loving? That is beautiful. Am I a good daughter, a good sister, a good wife, a good anything? Those are beautiful in being a good person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Alita, thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tammy, calling from Glendale, Maryland. Thanks for calling. Turn down your radio, please.
319-7810.
Tammy, turn down your radio, please.
Okay.
Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good evening. First of all, I love the show. I listen to it as often as I can because there's always really fascinating topics, like topics that we're dealing with like right now. And the topic of women is really one that just hits me really deep. I think that I agree with like the caller earlier. I think her name was Tay or
Trey.
Something like mm-hmm. that. But she talked about doing your own work. And then the doctor on the panel talked about taking care of ourselves inside and out. And one of the things I just want to add to that and just say there was also a caller who mentioned about keeping it real and being honest with people. But that starts, in my opinion, that starts with us first.
Yeah.
Being brutally honest with ourselves about where we are, how we feel, how we perceive others, because there are these things, I think, with us as women, we're very complex individuals, and I think we walk in certain levels of power, just like all of us, okay? But I think that sometimes we lose our power when we are not honest. For example, say if it's a friend who's accomplished some things that we haven't, or if we feel that someone else has something that we'd like to have, instead of being honest with ourselves about that and doing the work, sometimes women can harbor jealousy and envy, but they will project, you know, onto someone else, when in actuality, there's some things that we haven't checked within our own heart and soul. And I think that affects our beauty, both on the inside as well as definitely on the outside.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Your thoughts about what she just said, Dr. Sharon?
Excellent.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think the caller is right on point.
Well, Tammy, thank you so much for your phone call, your input. I need to take a break. We need to let you go, Dr. Sharon. We're also going to, you know, have one of the other participants, Rod Allison. He is going to be on the program. Your relative, so we're going to have him on the phone in just a bit, because there is going to be a men's panel, and we're going to talk about that as well. But Dr. Sharon, thank you so much for sharing with us. Good luck. I will see you virtually tomorrow. Woo!
It is a free conference, and it's virtual, and you can still sign up.
Yes, indeed. That's right. It's a beautiful woman inside and out.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation in just a bit.
Poxter Row has been airing for close to 9 years here on HUR Voices, and we've got a new time, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. I'm Donald Ware, the radio boss. Join me each week as I take you on a journey through the world of sports and entertainment while talking some of the hot topics of the day and talking with top sports and entertainment figures each Saturday at its new time, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time, right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
We are the physicians, the nurses, the hospital and health system leaders. All we ask of you is to take 3 simple steps proven to stop the spread of COVID. Wear a cloth face mask, maintain social distance, and wash your hands. Scientific evidence must shape our decisions, dictate our actions, and protect our health. We are not powerless. Together, we will defeat COVID. This has been a message from the American Hospital Association, the American Medical Association, and the American Nurses Association.
This is Harold Fisher. Got a question or comment for the Daily Drum and can't get through? Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR and send it to me before, during, or after the program. Always on, always connected.
Hi, I'm Javon Harley, your travel pro with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices. Join me every Saturday at noon Eastern Time for the style and culture of travel. Join Club Culturati and connect with me on social media at TravelingCulturati.com.
Did you know that people born from 1945 to 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage and even liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 1965, the CDC recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our conversation about beauty and women inside and out. It's all part of the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out conference going on right now virtually tonight and tomorrow. Joining me now is comedian Rod Allison. He is Dr. Sharon's brother. But he is a comedian in his own right, and he has a whole bunch of other accolades and achievements. Hey, Rod, how are you?
My brother, how are you doing, sir? Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. You sound like you were about to hit a sermon. I don't.
Listen, it's in my throat. If I don't want the quiet storm, I don't want to do that before the quiet storm. I might disturb somebody's groove. I don't want to do that.
No, we're not going to do that. But you know, I figured that you know, at least for these next 15 minutes. You know, that we can have a little brother chat about the beauty of women, you know, inside and out. And I think, you know, I'm going to be on this panel, this, you know, this Men Speak, you know, panel tomorrow. And I'm a little nervous because, Dr. Sharon said, you know, we're talking about more than 1,000 women, you know, participating. And, you know, they get to shoot questions, hopefully filtered by Dr. Sharon, at me and, you know, these three other guys. You know, but I think that to have an opportunity to be transparent and honest and speak about a man's perspective of what beauty is. I think in a positive way, I think that may be helpful. What do you think?
Listen, I think it's going to be helpful. I think it's genius. I've done the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out event across the country for years. From day one with Dr. Sharon, well, Big Sis.
Right.
And this is a new twist because, if there's a playbook, why not look at the playbook instead of guessing what the plays are? And so I think with you brothers tomorrow, and I'll be sort of co-hosting that part, so I'm gonna keep them off of you. But it get too rough. I'm shutting down. I'm running. Everybody go for themselves. You know, I am gonna self-preserve. But anyway, I think in this setting, man, what a wonderful time. That chat was lit tonight. I was on for a little bit tonight. It was lit. Those ladies got questions, and I can only imagine when y'all brothers get on there, y'all going to get questions from 20, 30, 40, 50 years of built-up questions that got to be answered. So no pressure.
Right.
I think y'all are well able, but it's a great concept.
What, from your perspective, what is it that you believe women should know about men?
Right. My quick answer is simple. We're different. Here's the problem. If you can come up with that concept and lock it in, you can't make us a certain way. We are who we are. We can be shaped, but you can't totally reshape. A square will be a square. You can make it a longer square and, you know, maybe a taller square, but it's going to be a square. And a rectangle is going to keep its shape. And so I think that's the part on both sides, men and women. You got to understand women have their own nature and their own shape, and men do too. And it's when you can work with what you're working with that you make it work. And so I've been married 25 years, so trust me, I've been shaped everything. My wife is a master shaper. And so I think that's the one thing that women, I think, need to hear is, listen, just know that we're different, and it's okay.
You know, I think one of the things, even though this is a conference, you know, for women, I really think that men would benefit also, because it would give men, I think, an opportunity to absorb some of the ways in which women think about themselves inside and out, and give them some insight on how better to communicate with them, how better to support them, how better to love them, and to understand them, you know, the full spirit of women. And I think this is part of a really big conversation that a lot of brothers miss out on.
Yeah, you're so true, and it's something very powerful. I learned this lesson with my wife. She tells me all the time, baby, I'm not the same woman you married. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? She said, we met, I was early 20s. I hit 30, I became somebody else. 35, I flipped again. 40, I flipped. You've got to learn me and understand, especially with women, there are different seasons. And if you keep getting stuck in summer and they moved on to winter, it's going to be a bad time. And so I think you're so true. Men sometimes think they have all the answers. Well, I know my woman. I know, but you don't know. And sometimes you literally have to be quiet and let them give you the information or ask the questions, and that's how you find out. And so that's why I think tomorrow, man, is going to be powerful, because they get that chance. But I do agree, men could benefit from hearing the questions that will be coming forward.
You know, one of the other things, you have children?
Two, yep.
Girls, boys?
I got a 25-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter. Don't ask the question.
I'm going to leave that alone.
My wife can't control herself, and the girl can't. That's what I'll say.
Right, exactly. Now, and now you had a woman there, and you got one in training, and that's kind of my point, because, you know, I have a 22-year-old daughter.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's the bomb.
Okay, great. Okay.
She's got her degree from Howard, and one of the things that I am really learning, and I love this lesson that I'm getting from her as not just father, not just, you know, mentor, guiding hand, but now friend.
Wow.
You know, and I said this to my daughter when she was here at Howard, and she's cute as a button and respectful. She's not perfect, but she's, you know, like I said, she's the bomb. But when,
sure.
But when I began to really look at her as a young woman instead of just my little girl, that I said to her, you know, that even if you weren't, you know, even if you weren't my child, and you were just, you know, a student running around, you know, here or so, I said, you know, I would still like you.
Wow.
You know, and certainly, you know, part of that is, you know, she, you know, her mother was a good mother. You know, that's,
wow,
you know, that's one thing. I think, you know, the other part is that, you know, she is developing into, you know, into a wonderful young woman. And I think this is the piece that is so important when you're talking about this, you know, this conference, when you are looking at as a father, when you realize that, you know, what you've tried to put in has manifested itself in a wonderful, you know, I joke, she's got this little piece of boyfriend. I said piece of boyfriend because he's young too. He's same age as she, you know. I mean, you know, you can't be a whole boyfriend until you're at least 25, you know.
I love it.
You know, but with that said, being able to look and see that she has a respectful young man.
Yeah.
And you can see that this young, barely woman is coming into your own, and you have a reason to be proud. And I think that as you see this developing one, and it shaped by how you've had, you know, relationships with the women in your life, whether it be a wife or a mother or an aunt or a grandmother. And I think that's that beautiful piece on the inside that I hope to get more of tomorrow.
Wow. That's powerful, my brother. Mm.
Gives you something to look forward to with the little one.
Listen, she's already, she's 10, and she's going to be fine like her mama. So literally now I'm shotguns, butter knife, whatever I got, somebody got to go. You know, pray for me, man. So I might need some inside advice after tomorrow. I might need to call you offline and get some information on how to handle this.
Dr. Sharon's got my number, so definitely. But you know, real talk. So here's the thing. Here's the shotgun and butter knife conversation. When you let me be clear. I didn't do this on my own. But when you raise a girl to be spiritually grounded and to have good self-esteem and to know to know the kind of treatment that is expected from her peers, you know, young men, you know, you can leave the shotgun behind the sofa on safety. Yeah. You don't have to have it by the door. Because she is going to take care of that, because she is going to listen to what, in our case, and to what her father says, not to mention what her father does, and all of these other kinds of things. And again, that goes to the whole spiritual foundation and the development. And so, you can let her hold the butter knife, but but you know, and I don't mean sharp, but a smart tongue, will help, you know, your daughter, you know, a discerning tongue, a thoughtful mind in the as she develops, it can really be a beautiful thing. I tell you, you know, I couldn't be happier with this, you know, this daughter that I have. And I think that's, you know, that inside piece is, you know, that, you know, that is the thing.
Listen, I've got to tag this. I think it's a perfect segue for it. Actually, my sister, of course, Dr. Sharon, who's the host. Well, if you, I don't know if she said it before, but if you ever hear her talk, she was daddy's girl. My dad, it was understood. He had the boys in the house. It was four of us boys, but it was understood who was the princess of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister had a line that she always said my dad used to tell her from when she was a baby, which is, as long as I'm here, you don't need a man. And it basically was, and no other man, you match him. I put what it is to be a man in front of you. So now, when you're looking, you've got the roadmap. And my sister would tell stories about, she'd be on a date, and she'd be like, okay, yeah, it's time to go. And it's like, what? I see what I need to see. It would be like, we haven't had even an appetizer yet. But she knew, because she had that father who basically gave her that inside strength and fortitude and discernment to say, listen, I'm not going to waste your time. This ain't going to work. Bye-bye. And so she got that from having a father, and that's what I'm hearing you say, and that's what I hope I can pass on.
Oh, I'm sure. One other thing, because we started this conversation, and I didn't want this to be lost. Because, again, we're going to be talking about, you know, relationships on tomorrow, among other things, in this Men Speak thing. But, you know, you've got this comedy side hustle. You said you've been married for 20-some-odd years. What part, you know, from your perspective as a man, what part does humor play in connecting, you know, with your wife over the years? And what advice would you give to women about, you know, sometimes you just got to lighten up and laugh about stuff?
Listen, so the joke is I started doing comedy when I was in law school at UNC Chapel Hill.
Right, because you were looking at those grades and said, oh, this is what...
I mean, listen, I need a backup, real talk. And so I've been practicing law the same amount of time I've been doing comedy. Well, I tell the joke, when I met my wife, we were broke. I mean, broke. And what got us through those times was my humor, being honest. When they would cut the gas off, my wife and I would do jokes, and we would take the mattress in the bedroom and put it in the kitchen in front of the stove that was electric because we had electricity. And literally, we would joke in the kitchen on the mattress with our one-year-old son, and humor got us through it. But what I say is, because she was able to laugh with me through those tough times, and she stuck and stayed, and she supported, now there is nothing she can ask me that I won't do for her, because she laughed and she rolled with me during those times. She never condemned me. She knew I was doing the best I could. And as a man, there is nothing more affirming than a sister who says, come hell or high water, I got your back. Yeah. And so I tell the joke, you can be as pretty as you want. You can come all you want. Ain't nothing going to mess with what I got, because she's laughed with me in the rough times.
Yeah,
and that's why humor for me does it. We made it through laughter, man. But sometimes when they repo your car, you both looking out the window, all you can do is laugh. But you can't get it; it's gone.
Yeah.
And so that's real talk. Real talk.
Well, I think that's a good place to end this conversation. Rod Allison, thank you so much. I'm going to see you virtually tomorrow. I also want to thank Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie for spending some time with us in the midst of this conference. It's the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Conference, beautifulwomaninsideandout.com. You can still get on. Hope to see you online tomorrow. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, November 20th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Dominique Nash, and engineer Iron Waller, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet me using the hashtag or at Harold Fisher WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Look, good night. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.